The guided contemplation of compassion, how to cultivate compassion. We always start out with basically becoming grounded in breath body awareness. So sitting comfortably erect, just open to the experience of being in a body, the sensations where your body contacts whatever you're sitting on, her cloth contacts your skin, or even perhaps the slight movement of the body as you breathe in and breathe out. If you look closely, you might notice that as the ribs expand and contract, changes the relationship between the spine and the pelvis. And of course, the sensation of breathing. Just riding on the breath, noticing it with persistent, gentle, patient investigation. Best foundation for cultivating loving kindness or compassion or sympathetic joy is just simply being present for what is in the body. Using the sensation of breathing as a stabilizing point of reference, a home base that accompanies your investigation of what's happening in the mind. Now, as you continue to practice mindfulness of breathing, notice the area in the middle of your chest. It's between the breastbone and the spine. Not to notice any heartbeat, but just simply adding that to how you're steadying your attention, how you're soothing the restlessness. Cultivation of compassion emerges from loving kindness, bringing a quality of gentleness and acceptance to whatever you might be experiencing in the body and the mind. To help with this cultivation, I'm going to repeat a certain mantra, very simple one, just to establish a pattern that can be associated with the sensation of breathing in the area in the middle of the chest. May I be happy. May I be peaceful, with an ease of well-being. May I be happy. May I be peaceful, with an ease of well-being. May I be happy. May I be peaceful, with an ease of well-being. In my practice, each part of the three phased mantra also includes letting go with the out breath down into that area in the middle of the chest. May I be safe on the exhale. May I be happy next exhale. With an ease of well-being, focusing on the chest as you breathe out, in a sense, breathing into that area, bringing kindness, open-heartedness, gentleness to your self-experience. First, the mind will jump track. As soon as you notice that, just bring the focus of attention back on track. Aligning the breath sensation with the repetition of the mantra. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. With an ease of well-being with each breath. Focusing in the middle of the chest. With a gentle, persistent curiosity. There is a feeling there. It's not physical. It's a tenderness and open-heartedness. Keep repeating that mantra. Every time you exhale, imagine that the quality and quantity of loving kindness is accumulating in the center of your chest. Characteristics of that experience is increased openness, along with the stability of attention, quality of relaxed, alert awareness. Riding along with the sensation of breathing, emphasis on the out-breath, repeating the mantra, focusing in the middle of the chest with the out-breath. Passion emerges from loving kindness. It's a different facet, different expression of kindness. As soon as you started with this meditation, it focuses on cultivating mindfulness, breathing, repetition of the mantra in the center of the chest, and repeating it willingly is an act of compassion. Allow yourself to contemplate one aspect of your life experience in the past that involved your suffering, your experience of distress, confusion about how to be. Notice how that changes the breathing. The energy in the body, tension, might be subtle, might be strong. Allow yourself to be aware of how it feels in the body, in the mind, center of your chest, as you recollect that distress and confusion. Being distressed, confused about how to be and what to do in the world is the human condition. Bring kindness to this distress and confusion. Forgive yourself. Have compassion and humility. Imagine your mind flowing back in the direction of the mantra's intention. May I be happy. May I be peaceful with an ease of well-being. That transition from the stress, confused mind state that's associated with craving and clinging can be reformed. Back into a feeling of kindness, compassion. So it might be useful to simply spend an entire sitting contemplating losses from the past, mistakes made, regrets, and recognize how the mind and the body can shift from the distress and confusion, the tension of self-blame, harsh judgmentalism. back to kindness. This is compassion. Of course, it requires the integrity of being willing to understand your human condition associated with loss or some mistake made, the consequences of it. And then the forgiveness that can arise, the relief, peacefulness, the clarity comes from compassion for your own humanity. Cultivating here is a process for self-awareness and self-forgiveness, self-compassion. Learning that routine, learning how to use breath body awareness, combine it with loving kindness. Compassion. That procedure you can train to be skillful at. Cultivation of compassion in its truest form always has to emerge from our own self-experience, our own participation in human life, losses, pains, illnesses, regrets. We are hardwired for empathy. We're social animals. And this empathy is a key aspect of compassion when it relates to compassion for other beings. So we're going to modify the mantra a bit, a series of different focal contemplations, like a sampler that can be cultivated during the practice of loving kindness and compassion. Imagine what it would be like to be someone else who's hurt, who's been injured, or who's in pain because they're old. And their knees hurt. Recall what it felt like to be injured, the pain of that. Notice what happens in your breath, in your body, the center of your chest. What happens to the breathing? What happens to the experience of being in the body, to the mind? When you recall that time when you were stressed by pain, injury, wish that for the other person. Just as I can have been hurt, injured. So have you. May we both be free from pain. As you repeat that a few times for practice, once again, align it with the out breath and breathe it into the center of the chest. Allow it to expand out into the rest of your body. Curiosity about the experience. Just as I have been hurt, so have you. May we both be free from pain. Be someone from your past, it might be someone in your life right now. I don't recall a time when you experienced loss, perhaps the death of a loved one or the loss of a relationship that was important, or a time when something valuable to you was broken or stolen. What happens with your breath, body, and your heart when you recall that incident or that feeling? Now, bring the mantra to that. Just as I have experienced loss, so have you. May we both recover from these losses. Just as I have experienced loss, so have you. May we both recover from these losses. We're training to establish a behavioral link between what the mind creates, the mantra, and the direction of attention to what we experience in the body. And work with that to cultivate kindness, compassion, healing. Another possibility. Remember what it felt like to be rejected, to be outcast for your reputation to be reduced, your self-confidence. How does that change the feeling while you're breathing? Sensation in your heart. Bring that to the mantra. Just as I have experienced rejection, so have you. May we both experience loving acceptance. Just as I have experienced rejection, so have you. May we both experience loving acceptance. It might be useful to notice when your mind starts to become entangled in memories and go back to the straightforwardness of the loving kindness practice, aligned with the breath in the middle of the chest. May I be happy? May I be peaceful with an ease of well-being. Another option for a mantra. Just as I have experienced illness, so have you. May we both regain health quickly. Remember a time when you were ill, how it felt. Not just the physicality of it, but what happened in your mind, your emotions. How does that feel? The ability to be with that feeling sets up empathy when you encounter someone else who's ill. It might not even be a human, it might be a pet. Just as I have experienced illness, so have you. May we both regain health. This practice grows in strength and effectiveness with repetition, sincerity, and a willingness to revisit difficult memories and then understand how to bring compassion to the pain, rejection, loss, illness. Project that out to this other person. Allow yourself to recall a time when you felt ashamed. You had done something hurtful, done something wrong. Something that was unworthy. What happens with your breath, your heart, your body, as you recall that with clarity and a sense of kindness? This is the human experience. It's not unique to you. This cultivates the empathy that is necessary when you contemplate someone else who's done something hurtful, something wrong. Just as I have experienced shame, so have you. May we both be free from shame. Psychology, we talk about a behavioral link. Establishing one particular pattern that includes a body behavior with a particular mindset. This is just focusing it on the cultivation of kindness and compassion associated with mindfulness. Final one I will suggest for contemplation is for you to allow yourself to recall a time when you were angry, critical, resentful, trying to avoid unpleasantness of anger, hatred. How does that change your breathing, tension in your body, middle of your chest? Once again, understanding the characteristics of our own experience of anger supports being empathetic in the presence of someone else who's really angry, even if they're angry at you. Just as I have been afflicted by anger and ill will, so have you. May we both be free from anger and ill will. So what we're doing is we're transforming our understanding of dukkha, the experience of distress and confusion, in a way that is interdependent with our social contacts, our interpersonal contacts, and then bringing the transformative benefits of loving kindness and compassion to that experience. Now, for the remainder of this contemplation, I invite you to either go back to your basic loving kindness practice or practice with one of those mantras, focusing on your own experience and then recognizing that everybody else has the same kind of experience, different circumstances. But we've all experienced pain, loss, rejection, illness, shame, anger. So practice this for the remainder of this sitting.